Okay, and I have been listening to you for almost 2 years now. I
Sure.
miss the inviting formula. The greeting. You just talk some about the greeting, but I am a little bit of coward. I don't know how to get into say hello to people. I have never been in this business, and that's a little bit of trouble with me.
Okay. So I have an assignment for you,
yeah.
All right? For the next week, I want you to just go around and say hi to people. People you don't know.
Uh-huh.
All right? Just say hi. Don't say anything else. Hi. 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 That's all you do, okay?
Okay.
All right? People look at you weird. You know, guys will say, hey, baby. You know, all kinds of things like that. You know, it's okay. Just keep saying hi and keep on walking or whatever. Park further away from where you're going and walk so that you make sure that you walk by people and you can just say hi. The first thing you got to get past is just being able to say hi. Okay?
Okay.
Then hop in elevators, ride them up and down. That way you're in closer proximity. I'm telling you what I had to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is confession time for Tim. I used to walk around and do what I'm telling you to do because I know this works. And then I would get myself in elevators so that it was in closer proximity to people. And so then it would be, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
First it was just hi, and then it was hi, how are you? And you know, and then I figured out people didn't bite. And then eventually I got to where I could actually say hi. You know, wow, this elevator's fast. And then next people get on the elevator, wow, this elevator's fast, you know.
Yeah.
Say the same thing. So that's how you get past this little and you know what? Just think about that from what I talked about earlier about putting a lot of emphasis on something and pretending it's really, really big when it's actually not.
Yes, I picture myself right there.
Yeah, you know, come on. You've done worse things. You know, you've done harder things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is no big deal. You're just talking to people.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
May I add something there, Tim?
You bet you can.
You know, I think sometimes people are nervous to say hi to someone because then they feel they're going to have to know what to say next.
Yeah.
So I'm a professional inviter. You talk about asking questions. Just
uh-huh.
ask somebody a question, then you haven't got to think. You answer their question. And it gets you in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Great point. And the first barrier that you have to get across is actually saying hi. And I never, if I thought for 1 second that I was going up and I'm going to prospect somebody, there's no way I could say it. No way I walk up to somebody. I walk up with just the single intent is to greet them. That's it. If I think beyond that, I won't walk over there. I just walk up and bring up some conversation about what they have in their cart or something, and then I just start chit-chatting. And then from there, it'll grow. As long as I'm interested in them, it'll grow into some kind of qualifying type of a question. And then I find myself prospecting. And I didn't even really honestly didn't intend to do it. Because if I intended to do it, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, okay.
I still haven't mustered the courage to ask somebody about something in a shopping cart, though.
Oh, well, you should see. You know, there's a lady who had this, it must have been 10 pounds of wheat in her shopping bag. And I was looking at it, and I was thinking, wow. And so I just said, pardon me for asking, but what do you do with the wheat? You know, and she goes, oh, I'm a runner. And because I run so much, I need a lot of extra carbohydrates. And so I mix them in anything and everything. I say, oh, you run, huh? Yeah. Oh, you're going to do the Marine Corps Marathon. So that's all it was me focusing on something in the environment. Another guy, I had gotten some flowers, put put them in my bag, and then there was a guy who put flowers in his bag that his wife was moving around. She was running the cart, and then he dropped these flowers in there, and I looked over at his flowers and I go, "Huh, yours are better than mine." Right? And he goes, "I don't think so." I go, "Well, here, take mine. I'll take yours." And we just started laughing, and then, you know, she said, "You know, what are you two up to?" And then I said, "Well, he's really jealous that my flowers are so good, and he's afraid that you're going to like me because of my flowers." Right? And then he started laughing, and we just kicked it off, and we ended up, we've been in touch ever since. This has been like a, you know, several months. He lives in San Diego. He was visiting. It actually wasn't his wife. It was his daughter. And he was visiting his daughter. And, you know, he's an older man. He just does nothing but plays cards all the time. And he wants another game to play. And it's just, there's not been the right timing. So this greeting has taken a while with him. And it's fine. So those are the kind of things that I talk about when I point something in somebody's shopping cart.
I'll try it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, grocery stores, bookstores, and coffee shops. Those are the three spots. You know, put me in a Barnes & Noble, and there's no way I can't meet 5 or 10 people. I mean, they're looking at books. There's your object, you know. There's your thing in the environment.